Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Some pictures while we were gone.
Oh, my God.
I'm alone in the dark, even though time and time again I see your face smiling inside.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And then one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, which is ageofthecustomer.com. Barbara Wolfman is our guest, our good friend, an original founding member of our Brain Trust, the author of J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes 2014, which is the book for getting ready for your 2013 filing, right, Barbara?
Yeah, that's for your 2013, and many businesses are on extension. They haven't filed it.
Yep.
2013.
I got my hand up.
Returns yet, and it's also for year-round planning because you have to be thinking about the tax implications of your business decisions throughout the year.
Right, exactly. Okay, so what are some other things that we need to be paying attention to these days?
Well, you're at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce right now with their annual meeting, and one of the provisions that they are getting behind is with respect to the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, trying to get Congress to change the definition of a full-time employee. Under the Affordable Care Act, it's 30 hours a week, which in my lifetime, nobody works 30 hours a week and considers it full-time. I want to go back to the 40-hour work week. And, I mean, just like common sense.
Who do they think they are? After all the years of the marketplace deciding what a full-time week is, who does the government think they are that just to fit their policy, the Obama administration thinks, and certain members of Congress, just to fit their policy that they dreamed up in a delirium tremen one day, that we should change, all the rest of us should change the way we work. What kind of audacity is that, Barbara?
I don't know. I don't know if audacity is even the right
arrogance
word. Idiocy?
Is there a word? Is there even a word?
It's like lunacy.
Chutzpah.
I just don't know.
Chutzpah.
Because who can fathom this? Because first, it's just so complex. Who can figure? We have enough trouble just trying to get you address customers. We have enough trouble trying to address customers, let alone dealing with all this government compliance. And this is one of those areas that's just crazy. Now, one of the points that came out in the past several weeks was that some businesses figured, well, you know, we just can't deal with this. We'll just have our employees go on to the exchange and we'll reimburse them the money that it costs them to pick up. And the government came out and said, if you do that, you're going to be hit with $100 per day per employee penalty.
Mm-hmm.
So they want you to give them the money on a taxable basis instead of trying to make a kind of arrangement that makes sense. It's challenging for
Barbara,
businesses.
Barbara, here's the bottom line on all that. Obamacare is anti-business.
Yeah.
And so much of what's coming out of Washington these days is anti-business. You have to call it like it is, Barbara.
Well, I can't argue with you on that. And the problem is that it doesn't seem to be going away anytime soon. We're living it. We're dealing with it.
Well, and I'll tell you something else. There's a little bit of a quiet time right now because, you know, there's so many other scandals that have popped up that have taken Obamacare off the screen. But come this fall, come around September, when businesses start having to budget for the cost of the employer mandate that's going to be come into play at the end of this year, when they start having to say, okay, when they start doing their projections and they start talking to their people about, okay, how much is this going to cost us when this bill hits, and they start seeing what that is, sometime around September, in my opinion, Barbara, this Obamacare nightmare is going to wake us up again. What do you think?
it's going to be unbelievable. What's going to happen in September is that's the time when the renewals come about, and
that's
businesses
right.
are going to see the health care premiums, and it's projected, I'm not saying this, it's been projected that millions of employees are going to be thrown off company coverage because
yeah.
companies just can't afford it, period.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they won't be able to stay in business. It'll be, you know, it's the dilemma. Do you comply, or do you go out of business? And some companies are going to are forced into that situation.
And when the Obama administration, by government, by executive fiat, in an unconstitutional way, suspended the employer mandate to very cynically after the election this year, you know, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. What they didn't take into consideration, Barbara, as you said, is that people will know before this thing goes into effect after the election, they'll know what it's going to cost them before the election. And so there's no way, in my opinion, that the new numbers on Obamacare is not going to have an impact on the 2016 midterm elections. What do you think?
Well, logic would say that, but logic doesn't seem to apply too often in it lately. So unfortunately, I can't agree with you wholeheartedly, because we've seen in the past that you present people with the facts and it doesn't seem to matter.
Yeah. Well, it'll be this. You're right about that. This will be an interesting. You have to admit, though, this will be an interesting period that will come up with
bet.
The last trimester of 2014, folks. We will more, as much as ever before. We'll be living the Chinese curse. May you live.
Yep, interesting times. You bet.
Right back with Barbara Weltman. BarbaraWeltman.com is her website, folks. You can find her books there and all the things she does. Barbara Weltman.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.